habits that you are making that you think are what's causing the asking or the setting of the goal, mm-hmm. all they're doing is causing you to coax yourself into vibrational belief or vibrational alignment with the goals that life is causing you to set.
So then you might say the asking had actually occurred before I'd ever written anything down or put a picture of anything up.
Long before. Not only had the asking occurred before you did that, but the answering had, it's done. All of that had happened before you put it on the board.
Cool.
Putting it on, and this is the thing that we want you to hear. So often you think that that's when you are making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. That's when you're letting it happen.
Wow.
That's when you're letting yourself be swept into the vortex with what you have asked for and all of the components of what you have asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Really good to know, yes?
Wow, thank you. Appreciate it.
Some would say that it's really splitting hairs about what step one, what step two, what step three are doing, because all of them are necessary before you get your stuff. So what difference does it make what step it is? But we think it makes a big difference to you, because if you don't know what part you're playing, in other words, don't you think it makes you feel better to know that it's done? Doesn't our hammering away because we know it's done, doesn't it help you in the believing that it's done? And doesn't it make you then want to do other things? In other words, if it's done, then your work must only be to chill out and line up with it. And we've noticed that in your not knowing that it's done and the stance you take because you believe it isn't done holds you from letting it come. When you don't know it's done, and so from your place of not knowing it's done, you do things to try to make something that you believe isn't done be done. In your belief that it isn't done and all of the effort that you offer from your belief that it isn't done, all the words you speak from your belief that it isn't done and all the actions that you offer from your belief it isn't done keep you from moving toward it. It's big. It's really big. Really, 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 really good. Really good. Really good.
Hello. I have a
question. Did we tell you that it's done?
That's my question. I've been in a profession for 20 years. It's appearing that my part in this profession is ending. I'm not sure what I want to do next. So the focusing and the asking, I'm having trouble being specific.
What you're not realizing is, and he don't feel bad because he didn't realize it either.
Okay.
Is that in all that you've been living, you have prepared your next part. In other words, just because you can't articulate it, just because you can't define the precise details of it, doesn't mean that through the life you've been living that you have not been asking for it. Does that make sense to you? Do you get it that when... So is this something that you've been enjoying doing?
For the most part, yes.
And do you understand? So as you've been enjoying doing it, do you think that you've been asking for more of it?
I've been asking for more. I'm okay with not being, I'm a lawyer and I do a very particular type of law through different things, legislation, the Supreme Court. What I do is probably going to be ending. I like what I do, but I don't really want to do anything different in law.
Do you think that in your living of life, in your deciphering of the details of what you have been doing, that you have been making some conscious and unconscious contributions into your vibrational escrow?
Yes.
In other words, when you say you don't want to do anything with law again, why not?
I liked what I did particularly. If I could find something...
We will ask you very precise questions,
okay.
And as you focus upon the question itself, you will discover what we're going after, and we think you're really going to like it.
Okay.
So when you say, I don't really want to do what I do, what is the dominant reason that you say that?
Because the area that I got to practice, and I got to help a lot of people, I was in a group where I wasn't pinned down to a real 9-to-5 job.
All right, so think about what you're saying. You're saying, so from it, I carved out a little piece of the law world, and I got to exercise my agility. I got to use the clarity of my mind. I got to uplift people, which is what I really like to do. And you realize that every time you felt a little bound up in something where it didn't feel like you were getting to do all of that, that you ask even more clearly for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we mean when we say you've set